All right, nice looking day out there. We're getting closer and closer to, well, I guess it is technically spring, but getting closer to really feeling like spring out there. And it's got a lot of people itching to get out and do some fishing. There's a new walleye club here in the Blue Water. It's the Thumb Area Walleye Club. James Lautner, one of the founding members, joining us right now. James, good morning.
Good morning.
What made you guys decide that you needed to start the Blue Water or the Thumb Area Walleye Club?
Well, it all started with a guy named Robert McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
He sent out a message on Facebook and wanted to know if anybody was interested in helping out some kids, people with disabilities, and veterans. I got that message, jumped on board along with, I think it was about six of us that were really excited mm-hmm. about it. Those guys are all the board members. Bob's the president.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah. And I mean, snowball it has. It's rather gained a lot of momentum, hasn't it?
It has. Our Facebook page has right around 850 members. Actual paying members is close to 50. And paying members means that you can fish in the league mm-hmm. or derby. There's going to be a banquet at the end that pays for that. And it means that you can, you know, fish in the tournaments as well.
There are other fishing organizations here in the Blue Water area, but there really wasn't a designated walleye fishing club, was there?
No, there wasn't. And a lot of us that started it, we fish both from boats and from the wall, mm-hmm. which a lot of the target is the walleye.
Sure. We're coming up on the season where the big walleye are going to start running pretty soon, aren't they? If they're not already.
It's getting close. We're waiting on that water temperature to warm up just a little bit.
About another month maybe, and and things will really start to...
Hopefully sooner than that.
To pick up. Yeah, exactly. So what kind of things do you have on your on the horizon? What are you guys going to be doing this spring?
Biggest things on our horizon, I just met with the DAV. We're really excited to partner with them. We're going to be taking them out, whether it's right here off shore or in boats. We're going to be able to facilitate that. So whoever's not able to fish on their own, we're going to help them out and get them some fish, get them out there. For me, I'm a disabled vet as well. It's therapy.
Yeah.
So if we can offer that therapy to them too, let's do it. Another one would be our fishing or kids fishing day.
Mm-hmm.
That's in June, middle of June, I think June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out at 40th Street Pond. For those that don't have poles, we've purchased quite a large amount of poles that we're able to give them. And they'll be able to take home.
That's great.
And spread the craft, if you will.
Yeah.
We also joined the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. So there's a lot that goes in with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into that.
Okay. That's fine.
Then we have, of course, we've been running seminars about once a month.
Okay.
We have another one coming up on April 14th. That's going to be on whipping, another walleye thing.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to join the club or interested in the club, we have a board meeting coming up on the 31st. That'll be at the Moose Lodge at 3:00. We have partnered with the Lighthouse Bait and Tackle also, where we've had donations of fishing rods that people just don't use anymore for kids.
Cool.
We're using the Lighthouse as a distribution point.
Okay.
So we're collecting them as a club and then taking them down there. We took, I think it was about 30 poles a week ago, and I think they're almost already gone.
No kidding.
All going to kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm really glad to see it all going to good use, getting the kids out there fishing. Like I said, they can learn the craft, and anybody sees somebody out there fishing, they're part of the club, you know. Awesome.
How did you learn the craft? What brought you into fishing?
Fishing, my great-grandfather actually taught me. I was real young, 6 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
And when I got out of the service, I did three tours overseas and all that stuff, and I was kind of lost, I'll be honest with you. I found myself kept driving to the river, as most people do around here.
For sure.
I thought, why am I not fishing?
Yeah.
So I went and picked up a pole, and I haven't put one down since, really, because, like I said, it is therapy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just fish and fish and fish.
And the walleye are plentiful, aren't they?
Yeah. That's an understatement. Last year was the best year I've ever seen.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully another good year coming, huh?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've been out a few times, and I'm not supposed to be catching fish with the water temperatures, and we're still catching hit and miss. We're not hitting limits right now, but we're still catching good-sized fish.
They're out there. So if there are other people that like to fish and would like to join your club, the Thumb Area Walleye Club, what do they need to do?
Two things. One, they can get on Facebook and look up the Thumb Area Walleye Club and get on the page.
Okay.
And two, they can get a hold of myself or Robert McLeod personally. We have flyers around town. We're trying to get them out.
Good deal.
As many places as we can, really. The other big thing that we're looking for right now is a place to call home.
Ah, okay.
We've been very lucky, and we've had a couple of places donate space for our meetings and our seminars and stuff like that. But we are looking for, you know, like I said, a place to call home. I don't know how to even say that. Cheap is good,
right?
Because our funds are low.
Yeah.
So if anybody's looking to donate, you know, a place that we can hold seminars and you know, meeting rooms, stuff like that.
Okay.
We're looking.
All right. So, we'll hook up with these guys on Facebook then. Just look up Thumb Area Walleye Club and it'll take you right there. You guys have really gained a lot of momentum real fast. I mean, there obviously was a need for this club in our community, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of people reaching out for the kids and the veterans, people with disabilities. It was, it's kind of overwhelming when you sit back and look at it. Yeah.
Well, good for you. Do me a favor, keep us posted when you guys have got events going on. Let us know what's happening. We will check in from time to time, see how the walleye are running during the summer, and we'd love to help you get off the ground, although it doesn't sound like you need much help. Sounds like things are going really well.
We can take all the help we can get. Our first tournament's April 20th.
Okay.
And that's when our derbies start as well. So, like I said, you have to be a member to participate, but it's $40 to be a membership or to be a member. One-time fee of $10. If you have kids in the family, it's $5 a head.
Outstanding.
So
good stuff. All right. Well, congratulations on a great start, James. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, James Lautner with us on WPHM.